Your family will have the help they need to maintain their quality of life and pursue their dreams. Get the peace of mind you deserve by protecting what matters most.
Contact Kurt Wallmeyer, agent at 111 West Washington Street in Norton, or call 785-877-5802 today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Everyone has a big to-do list nowadays. With a busy schedule, it's easy to forget about yourself. Don't neglect your dental health. Schedule a quick and easy dental checkup with Dr. Shirk. They're open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5. Call and set up an appointment today at 785-877-2821 or stop in at 205 South Kansas in Norton. Dr. Shirk and his staff are ready to get your smile looking its best.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Precision under pressure. That's what area students and athletes strive for every day. And Natoma Manufacturing Corporation strives to produce the highest quality products, along with great communication in their drive to achieve their goals. Natoma Manufacturing Corporation wishes the best for all of the area students and athletes this school year and wherever they are going in life. Good luck and have fun out there from Natoma Manufacturing Corporation, located on East Highway 36 in Norton.
When life happens, Boxler Insurance will be there to help you get through it. This is David Davis from Boxler Insurance Agency. Be prepared for life's unexpected events with one of our many just-in-case insurance options. We not only assess your insurance needs and get you the policies that best meet those needs, we will also be there if you ever need to use those policies by assisting with submitting claims. Start to finish, we're there for you. Contact us at 785-877-5128 or stop by our office located at 108 North 1st in Norton.
Get great savings at your Jamboree. On sale this week, boneless beef chuck roast, $4.98 a pound. Bone-in split chicken breast, 98 cents a pound. 5-pound bag Best Choice russet potatoes, $2.48 each. Select varieties Dole chopped salads, $3.48 each. And select varieties 18 to 19.7 ounce General Mills cereal, just $3.98 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods, with locations in Norton and Hill City. We all know that End Zone Sports and Office Supplies is your one stop for all your hunting and fishing supplies, but did you know they have all your office supplies covered too? Printer ink and cartridges, boxed ream paper, those school supply lists that always have those hard to find pencils, even office furniture. End Zone Sports and Office Supply has you covered. They also want you to know that if they don't have it in stock, they'll get it in for you. End Zone Sports and Office Supplies is located at 102 South 2nd, and they're here for you.
Encourage, to inspire with courage, spirit, or hope, to give help or patronage to someone. The Center Sky Dentistry Clinic and Dr. Craig Kreisig knows that the Norton community gives their support, encouragement, and fantastic patronage to them and to all the area students and athletes. Center Sky Dentistry is proud to call the Norton community home for over 35 years, and they're looking forward to serving you in the future.
I couldn't ever tell when.
Welcome back to the duel.
They have done the flip. Norton will be red this duel, which would be something different. They've been green the last two duels. Looks like they're started at 120, and I believe Jayton Weigel accepted a forfeit. So we are leading right now. Taking the mat now will be Jack Clark. He'll be wrestling against Clay Rasmussen.
As we started, that duck under trying there by Carter. Gets in behind him, throws a leg in. Hasn't been awarded the takedown yet. Now he is. 2-0 lead for Carter, but he can't keep Rasmussen down. They go out of bounds. Sorry, I'm a little winded. If you guys knew where we're at, you guys would understand.
A lot of steps.
Yes. High up in the rafters here at Buffalo Fairgrounds. Gardner gives up the escape as he leads 2-1. Rasmussen, pretty aggressive on his feet. Jack was fortunate enough to get that duck under right away. 1:13 remaining here in this first, a 2-1 lead for Jack Carter. Rasmussen trying to drive into Carter. As you mentioned, there are only 9 wrestlers. Is that what you said for Kearney Catholic?
I was just looking at that, and I don't think they have anybody above 170. So we'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 forfeits at the end of it when we get to the upper weights here. Well, we don't have an 82-pounder, though, so we won't.
They don't either.
That'll be a switch, right. That'll be a double forfeit. I guess there is one way around that if we slip
We got
Caleb Sumner into the duel.
Well, he'd have to be wrestling now or the next one.
The next one.
Yep.
He'd have to wrestle the next one. Everybody else move up one weight.
We hope that you're enjoying today's here at the UNK duels. It's been a little tough for the Blue Jays, but able to get some matches in today, though. As Carter will come in behind the back of Rasmussen, we'll get the takedown.
Rasmussen tried to throw a headlock there, and Jack did a good job keeping his hips back and not being thrown, and then able to get his head out of the arm just in time before the whistle blew. Take a 4-1 lead going into second period. They do have 252-pounders also, so they could also do the same thing. So they may get a forfeit at 82. So this would be a guessing game as to who will actually be wrestling at 152 and possibly 60 and 70.
What are they?
I'm glad you have a little bit of internet.
I can't get it back.
Well, actually, the scoreboard just went blank. And I seen they were working on the one down here, too, so I don't know if maybe they're having track wrestling issues.
Maybe that's why I'm not getting it also. I can't get back on there. As they're currently in a pause time here, as Carter leads 4-1, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, should be 4-1.
And then it's going to be the start of the second, so they won't have to adjust for any time there.
Don't know if the head table is aware that they're having issues right now. They're looking for somebody, but... There goes one of the workers running over to the head table.
They are finally going to reset it. And we're trying to get this back on here. Like I said, we're hoping that they're enjoying today, although the Blue Jays are having a tough time up here. But mat time is very important at this time of the season, so getting several matches in one day is always a good thing.
Also, these our first four weights are all freshmen, too, so they're just now they're getting over being freshmen. Getting more confident and everything like that, so you definitely want to get those extra matches right now, or continue to get matches to practice on what you've been learning. I mean, it's nice to be a junior high wrestler, and I encourage everybody to try it in junior high, but it's a whole different world once you get into the high school when you're wrestling. Junior high practices four times, or every day, or except for meet days, but at the same time, it's a different level.
Oh, hey, I got back up. Yeah, there's Jack Carter. Is wrestling.
They got the score backwards right now.
Oh, I don't
show this. Because Thornton's red, and I got a 4-1 green right now. The guy that was helping him is left. There, now they got that reversed. If you heard a little bit of crowd noise, it was Ryan Johnson's team. They were trailing in a match, and they got a Granby, and actually got a fall out of it. Something you don't normally see as in a Granby, but I believe they are wrestling Amherst right now. Their duel is tied up at 18, so that was a big win for them. I believe J.D. Hent's team is just getting started over there, possibly leading by a score of 10-6. They won the first duel, and they had to buy the second one.
As we're back into action there, it's Jack Carter leading by a score of 4-1. Rasmussen trying to get to his feet, and he'll get the one-point escape. 1:48 left here in the second. Carter with two takedowns. He reaches up for that single leg. Needs to swing that arm out there. Instead, he's going to be taken down by Rasmussen on that side-by-side, making the score 4-4. Rasmussen trying to get that arm out.
I think he has it trapped on the opposite side, so I'm not sure why he's dinking on the way he is, but trying to get his Jack's arm into, that's a trapped arm. Oh, that should have been stopped.
Up and they'll go out of
trapped
bounds.
Arm is potentially dangerous. That's an easy way to break an arm or a shoulder.
Carter was able to get to his feet and go out of bounds. He'll come back in the middle. We're tied up 4-4, 1:05 left here in the second. As Rasmussen will come off to the left side of Jack Carter, trying to work that head lever. Now trying to bring that arm in behind the back. Carter still maintaining his base. Now Rasmussen hooks up that single wing with Carter. Was able to get to his feet, snaps his hips out, and will get the escape as he leads by the score of 5-4. Second period here at the UNK duels against Kearney Catholic. There's a shot in there by Rasmussen. Carter able to put that whizzer in there and keep Rasmussen from going any further. But Rasmussen will come up with reshoots again on that double. Carter on a hip, and he's trying to roll through, but he's going to, well, he hasn't given up the takedown yet, as now he hooks it up and trying to get his hips out to turn to face Rasmussen. Rasmussen trying to elevate.
Hanging on, and needs to be trying to spin around to the left.
They're going to
Time ran out.
I thought he was calling a stalemate there for a minute.
I did too for a second, and then I just happened to look down at the clock, and time ran out.
Carter will take the down position for the start of the third period as he leads by a score of 5-4 over Rasmussen of Kearney Catholic. I had track wrestling briefly. A tilt move in there by Rasmussen, and Jack trying to reach back. That's one thing you don't do. You don't reach back in wrestling. And a stack move in there by Rasmussen. Get your head up. Get your head up, Jack. Carter almost was able to get turned.
Got a one count, but
1:30 left in the match. 5-4 lead for Jack Carter. Rasmussen, a Kearney Catholic, trying to work off to the side and picks up the hip, now works some wrist control underneath the arms. He wants that single chicken wing again off to the right side of Carter. Carter needs to come up to a base, but now he turns into Rasmussen. Now he'll be able to belly down again this time. They're working at the edge of the mat, 1:04 remaining in the match. 5-4 as they go out of bounds, come back the middle. Carter's got to basically get
Rasmussen up. Rasmussen must have a really good grip because he had that left arm trapped of Jack's underneath the body, and Jack had a heck of a time getting in the way.
Carter needs to go off the whistle here. He can't just sit back and wait, and we're going to have a false start.
The clock maybe is already running or something.
We're going to have to put some time back on the clock, at least 3 seconds, I think. Yeah. I don't know. They took off 3 seconds.
No, it was running before.
Oh.
This may even work in our favor.
There's a quick switch try in there by Jack Carter, and that will give him a little bit of breathing room, but now it's going to, he comes back to his base and allows Rasmussen to grab the wrist. Although Carter now comes to his feet, snaps his hips out, and is able to get that 1 point escape as he leads 6-4. Rasmussen takes a shot in there on Carter. Carter sprawls back, trying to work the head as they both come back up to their feet, work their way back to the middle of the mat. 6-4 is our score, 30 seconds remaining in the match. Carter leading. Carter needs to keep circling instead of going backwards. And
I tried to bait him into a duck under there, but Rasmussen was able to block the arm.
Rasmussen takes a shot, takes another shot, stalling call in there now on Carter. Carter has that front headlock in there.
That's all right. Hang on. No.
5 seconds remaining here in the match. And Carter gets in behind on a nice little duck under himself and gets 2 points at the buzzer. So an 8-4 win in there for Jack Carter.
That should make the score 10-0. No, I'm sorry, 9-0.
All right, is what we'll bring up. Is that Caleb Sumner?
Yep, Caleb Sumner is going in. This should be at 132.
So your little trick might have worked, huh? Or your thoughts?
Possibly.
Yep.
Looks like they're having an issue getting it changed or brought up or whatever. Well, we had this discussion on the way up here that we felt that it's beneficial to bring the whole team just in case you have maybe even a JV or a first-year wrestler or whatever, in case somebody has a bye or you want to change the lineup and get a matchup that you think is favorable to your team, and then you can slip somebody in there and not give up a 6 point. Or, I mean, they may eventually with a fall, but at least somebody's trying.
Blue Jays losing 73-4, their first duel of the day to Millard South. Then it was Minden, Nebraska. They lose, was that 44-27? 28. Yep, 44-28. Now as they lead Kearney Catholic by a score of 9-0, Kearney Catholic has no wrestlers above 170.
So, they could have an 82-pounder if they do that same with their 52-pounders. They got two 52-pounders, so they could have one. Looks like the one table worker has made his way over to the head table. Maybe some help coming on the way. I'm not sure.
Well, he's not taking the shortcut if that's the way.
No. Yeah, the shortcut would have been just a...
Right through the mat.
Yeah. Well, he's going a different direction.
Yeah.
So maybe it's something at the head table that's the issue is, because... A table worker is actually looking at the computer along with the table worker.
Well, they just teach them how to do it.
Table worker is taking a shortcut as he cut across mat number 9.
Oh.
Had to come and ask Coach Billy Brockelman a question. And
I think they're adding him in because he wasn't added in.
In the lineup?
Yeah.
That should be. He should have been. He's listed on the weigh-in sheet.
Yeah. Oh. We're with 29 minutes.
Well, good time to go down, maybe.
Well, maybe we ran out of battery. Hold on, Facebook people. we have time to do this. We're going to take a quick question to the KQNK 106.7 AM and FM North.
You can sit in it, read in it, watch TV in it, relax in it, cuddle in it. Why not save on it? That's right. Save at Sander Furniture in Norton with their big recliner sale going on now through January 31st. Save on brands like Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Catnapper, Southern Motion, and Flexsteel. With recliners starting as low as $299, you can't pass up this sale. So relax knowing you've saved money with the big recliner sale at Sander Furniture on the corner of North Highway 283 and Armory Drive in Norton, where they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5:30 and Saturday from 9 to 2. Taxes. The word not only conjures up the feeling of dread, but suddenly feeling overwhelmed, overloaded, and confused? Defeat the tax work burden. See Mapes & Miller LLP in Norton. Mapes & Miller LLP is your guide in understanding the ever-changing world of taxes. Find your tax team at Mapes & Miller LLP on East Highway 36 in Norton or call them at 785-877-5833. Make your tax status a happy one when you team up with Mapes & Miller LLP.
Morning, noon, and night is always a good time to treat yourself at the Norton Sonic on Highway 36. Mornings feature a full breakfast menu and 99-cent large soft drinks till 11 a.m. Happy hours are every day, 2 to 5. Don't forget to sign up for your Android or smartphone Sonic app for exclusive offers. Morning, noon, and night, always a good time to treat yourself at Norton Sonic on Highway 36.
Fit to Go in Norton fits your life. The Fit to Go exercise facility has all the time in the world for you to come in and get healthy. They have keyless entry so you can exercise at Fit to Go at any time of the day. And Fit to Go has memberships for yourself or your entire family. You can call Fit to Go at 877-4306 or see them at 411 East Home in Norton. At Fit to Go, they fit into your life so you can be healthy.
Welcome back. The Blue Jays back into action here. It looks like that Darren Musquez
wrestling at 138. Caleb Sumner accepted a forfeit at 132. And then so Darren bumps up to 138. And, kid was very physical, just kind of clubbed him and kind of threw him to standing Iowa and threw him to his back and pinned him in 11 seconds.
We are currently having some issues with the camera. I think it overheated, so we're going to... You can still hear us, I believe, but the camera's going to have to cool down a little bit before we can get things going for you.
We're now going to 145, and it looks like Brendan Fonin still goes out, and he accepts a forfeit. They had a 45-pounder listed. So that makes the score Norton 21, Kearney Catholic 6. And now we should be at the 152 weight class. And Nick Clayton?
Yeah, I believe it is. Clayton Sumner out on the mat.
Well, Norton would have been open at 145, so that's why they inserted Caleb. I forgot about that one.
Yeah,
Caleb gets in behind, gets the 1 point or the 2 point takedown. His opponent will be, could be one of three people. Austin Smith, Robert Soger, or Damian Van Mater. Clayton gives up the 1 point escape. Now leads by a score to 2-1. As I mentioned, Blue Jays are leading this duel by a score of 21-6. Clayton tried for an head heel, does go in for a single leg. Needs to get hit. Got to trying to get it tree topped.
Oh, drove him down to his back, and
yeah, the guy kind of helped him. He kind of just kind of hopped up and tried to give Clayton a hug on the upper body bear hug, and Clayton just kind of bent over and laid him down to his back. Clayton does get the 2 point takedown. That leads by a score of 4-1. Tries to stack move in.